We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming to the program a very successful radio personality, but you likely know him best as executive producer, director, and host of the wonderful My Music specials on public television, bringing us a tremendous music program this Saturday night from 7 until 9 that no one has seen in more than a half century called It's What's Happening, Baby. We're pleased to welcome TJ Lubinsky. TJ, thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure, man. It's terrific. Thank you.
And thank you, by the way, for the incredible work that you have done, not just reminding us of our music history, but preserving it. The specials that you've done through the years have just, I think, been an incredible document of American pop culture.
It's funny because one of the DJs I worked with early on, his name was Cousin Brucey out of New York, and he would always say, you have to own these documents. He'd say, you have to own these documents to the audience. And I never quite exactly understood that until, you know, we did the third or fourth or fifth show. And then I realized, yeah, he's right. It's a document of this part of our music and our society and how we love music. So thanks for that observation.
Well, and you come by that interest naturally. Your grandfather owned one of the most influential record companies in music history.
Yeah, Savoy Records, that was in Newark, New Jersey, and he had a lot of gospel acts and rhythm and blues acts, but I got into it a few years later. I listened to oldies stations, it's all I listened to, and I pulled in three or four stations and tried to figure out what they were playing, and then I'd go out in the store and I'd buy the records, and eventually I started disc jockeying in nightclubs, and so it was through the radio that I really got the knowledge to allow me to buy all the records and eventually take that passion to television.
Well, you've certainly done that. And this show that we'll see on Saturday night looks absolutely incredible. Can you tell a little bit of the backstory of Murray the K and the incredible group of talent that's gathered together for this show that no one has seen since the summer of 65?
Well, it was put together by the Office of Economic Development to get young kids to go into school and to stay into school. And they figured the best way to reach young kids on a weekend was to put some rock and roll DJ in charge and see what happens. And they did that for Murray. And essentially, it was received it was very extremely different in wherever it was looked at, whether it was a blue state, it was considered fine and an incredible show. But in the red states back then, they didn't take kindly to this because it was mostly African-American performers, mostly black singers, and a few white singers and a few Latino pop singers. And there were places that just thought this was just the worst thing you could do to try to get kids into school. And that's why it only aired once in 1965. But the reality was, Murray put together a show where you got kids of every color who just loved the music, the audience that loved to dance to it and sing to it. And it was just a wonderful time and a wonderful place. And everyone got together no matter what our differences were.
But the cast of performers is just amazing on this. And I'm also intrigued to see the way it all looks, because it's not only live performances, but some videos too, long before the video age.
Yeah, long before MTV, Murray took these people, a lot of them, out into the streets. So you go into Central Park and there's a group performing, or you go into Wall Street, or you go into Mott Street and see all these different setups for all the groups. And maybe Dionne Warwick could be on stage, but the Ronettes would be playing stickball in the middle of the street. One of those kind of things.
And despite the feedback, some of the negative feedback, the ratings were great. Was it some 20 million people saw this and it's one airing?
Isn't that incredible? And then it was locked up in a vault. And when we found it was like, wow, this is terrific, but it needs a lot of work. We had to do like minute by minute playing and patching of each section of it just to get it to play out once. And to bring the audio up to today's standard, it was originally recorded all in mono, and we wanted it in stereo, so that was absolutely part of it.
So how did this all come to you, and you get the opportunity to present this to the viewers of PBS?
I had just been finishing up some stuff with the Ed Sullivan Show, which I worked on, and was like the next shelf over. it said Miracles. Now, I love Smokey Robinson, the Miracles. They are my absolute all-time be-all everything of a group. And so I popped the tape in, and it was, in fact, the Miracles recording one of their hits, Ooh Baby Baby. And I loved it. And then from there, there were all these other load reels, which had the Temptations or Little Anthony or Ronnie Spector. And then it was like breadcrumbs leading to the final tape, and I finally got the final tape, and it had the whole original cast and show, and that was just incredible. So it was putting it all together, but not knowing the history that this was 56 years ago since anybody saw this stuff. It's a very, very poignant moment.
And Murray the K's family, his son Peter, was involved in this as well, it sounds like.
Yes, but Peter was instrumental in kind of explaining the background and giving us some ideas on where we might find some stuff. And his son is a wonderful guy, wonderful guy.
We're talking with T.J. Lubinsky. You'll be able to see It's What's Happening, Baby, Saturday night, 7 till 9 on the stations of PBS. And, of course, always when you do these pledge drives, it's great to see the people that you gather together. And you've put a number of the people who were in this original version of the show will be joining up with PBS to contribute to the pledge breaks as well.
Yeah, Mary Wilson comes to mind. She was a dear friend and a host for many years, and of course I had to ask her what it was like to be with Murray the K, and she loved him because, you know, Murray would jump on stage and he would dance with the artists, which the artists then allowed. He would do all sorts of things in terms of changing his outfits between acts. I mean, he was really amazing, and, you know, she really appreciated him. And then we were talking on this television show, you'll see, Saturday night, about the old days, and then suddenly she was gone 3 days later from a brain aneurysm. So it was her last televised interview.
And that has happened so much that you've been able to record conversations and performances by so many of these artists who have since passed away. That has to add, obviously, a level of personal poignancy for you. But it seems to me it would make the mission even that much more important as well, as you chronicle American popular music.
Well, it's true. If I hadn't been there, if a door hadn't opened or some part of the universe hadn't allowed me to follow my passion into this music and try to connect with the artist and remind them of what it was like to go on stage, and then the audience themselves reminding them, hey, let's take you back to when there weren't health problems, when there weren't cancer problems, and those two things happening, boy, I don't think it ever could have happened.
Do you find, too, with these artists, TJ, that there's a great appreciation for what you do and giving them the chance not just to revisit those moments but to connect with new fans?
Absolutely, yeah. And I guess, you know, the thing that really does it for me is the fact that we have 40 million homes. And so I don't take that for granted either, that people can see them on 40 million homes at any time and then share that and experience it. And grandparents can talk to parents who can talk to grandkids about what it was like to be there. And the show takes you right there.
And for anybody who would like to, you can also purchase a 3-DVD set of the show. That's available with a $60 donation to PBS, just $5 per month. And for $120, 10 bucks a month, you get the 6-CD Motown Soul and Rock and Roll compilation as well. So many different ways to enjoy great music and also help the PBS stations. And how did you get together with PBS? It's been, well, more than 20 years now of working with them, right?
Well, truthfully, I wanted to be a radio disc jockey. It's all I ever wanted to do. If you ever saw the movie American Hot Wax, there was
oh, love that.
wanted to be in there, and you know, just used to do whatever you could to knock on the door to get in there and spin the records, and they wouldn't let him in. And it was very much my same experience. I was young, 13, 14, 15, and I just, more than anything, I wanted to be in that room. And once I did get into these rooms, the program directors were always pulling aside, and they said, look, you're not going to be able to play your own songs. You can only talk three times an hour. This really isn't what is, it's not the right fit for you. And, you know, it's very sad. So but not losing any of my determination, I said, well, let me go to public television. I talked to them and said, listen, if we can bring you in X number of dollars over a year, would you give us a little airtime to prove it that we could do it? And they said, yeah, okay, sure, go prove it. Here's, you know, a Sunday night or a Saturday night slot. If you can get viewers there and you can get us money there, then maybe we'll take this seriously. But otherwise, yeah, sure. And that happened in South Florida, and so successful, I was able to bring it up to Long Island, and so successful there that it became a national thing. So it was, I'm blessed because of PBS. I really am.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Saturday night, 7 p.m., PBS. First time since 1965. It's What's Happening, Baby. An incredible roster of artists. Ray Charles, Dionne Warwick, The Supremes, The Temptations, Marvin Gaye, The Righteous Brothers, Little Anthony, Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits, and so many more, all put together by T.J. Lubinsky. T.J., I appreciate you making time for us this afternoon, and thanks again for the continuing great work you do.
My pleasure, my friend. Absolutely.
T.J. Lubinsky with us here on Downtown.